heart of Sharjah.
This is Kalam Astro.
Kalam Astro.
Kalam Astro.
With Ali Al-Nuaimi
on Pulse 95.
95.
Hello, hello again to all of the space lovers and Kalam Astro fans. I mean, if you're still listening to Kalam Astro, it means you're a fan, right? You're a Kalam Astro fan, and I'm very happy that you are still tuning in to our great space show on Pulse 95, Kalam Astro. I'm excited to start this amazing episode with you guys because we are still enjoying the Ramadan vibes, I must say. And yes, definitely, I would love to welcome all of you so we can start an amazing journey filled with space wonders and miracles from the Holy Quran, as I promised. So we will be having lots of exciting discussions right here on Kalam Astro. We'll be talking about the solar system very, very shortly and its amazing connection to the Holy Quran. And we will also be discussing the celestial organization and what does it have to do, or what kind of information the Holy Quran provides when it comes to the celestial organization in the solar system. So many interesting discussions are going to take unfold on Kalam Astro. So I do encourage you to buckle up and get ready for our amazing, miraculous space journey on Kalam Astro right here on Pulse 95.
The heart of Sharjah.
This is Kalam Astro.
Kalam Astro.
Kalam Astro.
With Ali Al-Nuaimi
on Pulse 95.
95.
Hello there, fellow space enthusiasts and, well, let me say again, space lovers instead of enthusiasts. Yeah, space lovers. Right, so I would like for all of you to buckle up for an interstellar joyride because we will be diving into the mind-boggling expanse of space and, of course, its relation to the Holy Quran. Now, let's talk about space in general first. And let's go to the world of imagination. Picture this. Space is so vast that if you were to travel at the speed of light, it would take you more than 100,000 years just across the Milky Way or the galaxy alone. Now imagine if you drift to the cosmic ocean and you pass by dazzling stars and mysterious black holes and sail through galaxies beyond imagination. Well, that would give you an idea that space is not just big, it's mind-blowingly colossal. And it's filled with wonders, of course, waiting to be discovered. Right, but hold on to your space helmets, though, because I have an amazing cosmic surprise coming your way, which is straight from the depths of the universe, as mentioned in the Holy Quran. So, again, I'm excited to share this amazing miracle that I have in my pocket for tonight's show, and I would definitely love for all of you to get ready to witness this space miracle. Here's a tiny hint to keep your, let's say, cosmic curiosity piqued. Now, my miracle, or the miraculous event, which is set to unfold within the mesmerizing realm, is all about our very own solar system. So this extraordinary event or miracle that I will be talking about next is going to be about our very own solar system, where the planets dance in perfect harmony around the radiant sun. So I would love for all of you to be very, very ready to witness this amazing spectacle that transcends time and space, and it's mentioned in a book which is 1,400 plus years ago. And this is why the Holy Quran always gives me goosebumps, because the miracles mentioned in the Holy Quran are just simply amazing. If you try to relate it to space and relate it to what scientists and astronomers have found out, you just get, honestly, you just get mind blown, to be honest. Right, so my hint for tonight's discussion is the solar system. So coming up next, we will be talking and discussing the solar system in general, talk a little bit about the solar system, what scientists have found out, and then we will dive deeper and deeper into the miracles of the Holy Quran and its connection to the solar system. So do not change the radio waves. We've got a very exciting episode tonight on Kalam Astro and on Pulse 95.
You're listening to Pulse 95.
Pulse 95.
This is Kalam Astro.
Kalam Astro.
Kalam Astro.
With Ali Al-Nuemi.
On Pulse 95.
95.
Yes, this is Kalam Astro. Welcome back, and I hope you've enjoyed the break and are ready. Probably you guys are having tea at the moment since you had a wonderful iftar. Or probably if you guys are having tea or drinking laban, which is a very, very kind of a popular... No, by the way, it's not laban. It's actually vimto. I don't know if you guys know vimto. Vimto is quite a popular drink when it comes to Ramadan. Everyone just keeps drinking vimto for some reason. I don't like it personally, but anyhow. Okay, let's take a fun tour of our cosmic neighborhood, the solar system, since we are going to talk about it and its connection to the Holy Quran. So, yeah, imagine this. Our solar system is just like a bustling celestial family with the sun as the shining superstar at the center, and it's not just a bunch of planets, it's a cosmic dance party where each member has its unique moves and grooves. I like how that rhymed, moves and grooves. Right, so the solar system's got moves and grooves. Right, so first up, we've got Mercury, the speed star planet that zips around the sun faster than a shooting star. Next door is planet Venus, the sizzling hot planet with temperatures high enough to melt lead. Talk about turning up the heat. Well, and of course, Earth, our cozy blue home, is where we groove to the rhythm of seasons and marvel at the beauty of nature. Coming up next, also, we've got planet Mars, the red planet, which is like our adventurous cousin with rusty deserts and frosty poles, hinting at mysteries probably waiting to be uncovered by us human beings and scientists. Jupiter, of course, the giant of the family, which is a swirling storm of gas with a whipping 79 moons. Now, that's a big family, and we've talked about Jupiter before. Remember the time when we used to go on Kalam Astro and every episode we used to jump to a planet in the solar system and we used to launch rockets? Well, yeah, I do miss these days. I haven't launched any rockets in a very long time. Probably I would go back to doing that. Right, so after Jupiter, we've got Saturn, which steals the show with its dazzling rings, of course, like a cosmic hula hoop, we can say, or hula hoop party in space. Uranus and Neptune, the ice giants, which twirl in chilly splendor at the edge of the party, adding a cool vibe, I would say, to the cosmic gathering. Right, but there is more beyond Neptune, because there is a Kuiper belt, a celestial treasure trove of icy objects. And there are also the mysterious Oort cloud, where comets zip around like cosmic snowflakes. So the solar system has got orbits. Now, all the planets and dwarf planets, the rocky asteroids, and the icy bodies move around the sun in orbits, and they all orbit in the same direction that the sun rotates. And this motion is termed as prograde or direct motion. So looking down on the system from a point above Earth's north pole, an observer would probably find that all these orbital motions are in a counterclockwise direction. And I must mention that there are modern ideas that the current approach to the origin of the solar system actually treats it as a part of the general process of star formation. Star formation. So how, just like how stars have formed. And this is a modern idea, of course, and how the solar system was formed. So as observational information, we can say have increased, the field of plausible models for this process has come to an end, or let's say have narrowed, because this information ranges from the observations of star-forming regions in giant interstellar clouds to subtle clues revealed in the existing chemical composition of the objects which are present in the solar system. So many scientists so far have, let's say, contributed to the modern perspective, most notably the Canadian-born American astrophysicist G.W. Cameron. So how did the solar system form? It could be formed just like any star, and how any star has formed, or is it the Big Bang Theory? We don't know. For now, we will have to talk more about the solar system when it comes to its relation or connection to the Holy Quran. We've talked in general about what the solar system is all about, but the real game starts after the break, so keep it right here with us on Pulse 95.
The Heart of Sharjah.
This is Pulse 95.
Shasha.
This is Kalam Astro.
Kalam Astro.
Kalam Astro.
With Ali Al-Nuemi.
On Pulse 95.
95.
Welcome back to Kalam Astro. And I must say, we must dive in real quick without wasting any time, because this is probably my favorite segment of the show tonight, because it's going to be all about how the solar system is involved in the Holy Quran and how is it mentioned. Or let's say, where is it mentioned? Where was it? Was it? Yeah, because it's in the past. So where was it mentioned in the Holy Quran, which is the amazing book that dates back to 1,500 plus years ago or 1,400 plus years ago. And then yet again, it still mentioned the solar system before even scientists ever dreamed about discovering the solar system, which is simply miraculous. Right, so our verse for tonight and our surah for tonight in the Holy Quran is Surat Yusuf. For those who don't know, Yusuf means Joseph, and this is an entire chapter, or let's say, not chapter, a surah, an entire surah that talks about Prophet Joseph and his story. That's going to be in chapter 12 in the Holy Quran. And our highlight is the verse in that chapter, which is verse number 4. So let's see, what does this amazing verse has got to have, and how is it related to the solar system? Right, so apparently the verse, or let's say the surah in general, Yusuf alayhi salam's story, starts with Joseph speaking to his father Jacob, who is Yaqub alayhi salam. Right, so he starts talking to his father about a dream that he had, and he tells his father, "Daddy, I have seen a dream which is all about..." Let's read the verse in Arabic first and then read it in English. Right. So Joseph says to his father, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إذ قال يوسف لأبيه يا أبتي إني رأيت أحد عشر كوكبا والشمس والقمر رأيتهم لي ساجدين. In English, it says, when Joseph said to his father, my father, I indeed saw 11 stars and the sun and the moon, I saw them to me prostrating. Again, I repeat, Joseph saw 11 stars and the sun and the moon. So again, to remind you guys about this story, in the Holy Quran, Joseph is relating a dream to his father wherein he sees 11 planets, the sun and the moon, all prostrating themselves to him. Now, some Muslim scholars have recently suggested taking this as evidence that our solar system has got 11 planets. This is especially the case after the recent discovery of Eris. And of course, there is also the International Astronomical Union redesignating planetary bodies in the solar system so that it officially recognizes 8 planet and 3 dwarf planets. So we can say when Joseph said to his father that he'd seen 11 planets and the sun and the moon, until just a few years ago, there were 9 planets in the solar system. However, the International Astronomical Union decided that Pluto is no longer a planet. So there are only 8 planets in the solar system. The IAU, which is the International Astronomical Union, have decided that Pluto and Eris should be reclassified as dwarf planets. So how many planets are in the solar system? Until a new larger object is discovered out beyond Pluto, there are only 8 planets and 3 dwarf planets, and that's a total of 11. How amazing is that? So that's just like what Prophet Joseph, or Yusuf alayhi salam, has told his father, 11 planets with the sun and the moon. We're only talking about possibilities. Muslim scholars have related this and have considered it as a miracle from the Holy Quran that has mentioned the solar system. What about you? They're all possibilities. We're only discussing possibilities at the moment. But I personally do believe that it is a miracle mentioned in the Holy Quran, because Joseph has specifically said there are 11 planets and the total is 11 when it comes to the recent discoveries of 8 planets and 3 dwarf planets, with a total of the number 11. Text me on 4215. Let me know what you guys think. Do you think this is a true miracle in the Holy Quran that mentions the solar system or not? I would love to hear your thoughts and your ideas about it. I'll catch you up right after the break, so don't go anywhere and keep it right here on Pulse 95.
This is Pulse 95.
95. It's a Sharjah story.
This is Kalam Astro.
Kalam Astro.
Kalam Astro.
With Ali Al-Nuemi.
On Pulse 95.
95.
Welcome back to Kalam Astro. Hope you had a wonderful break and we're contemplating about the miracle that we've discussed a while ago in Surat Yusuf alayhi salam, which is Prophet Joseph, when he spoke to his father and he told him that he saw the moon and the sun and 11 planets or stars prostrating to him. And this was related to the solar system in the Holy Quran. And just as what Muslim scholars have put in mind, that as long as the IAU, which is the International Astronomical Union, have decided that Pluto and planet Eris should be reclassified as dwarf planets, so this meets the requirements of the total planets being in the solar system up to 8 planets and 3 dwarf planets, and this gives you a total number of 11, just like what Prophet Joseph have mentioned. Again, we're only discussing possibilities. Some people do believe that this is a miracle mentioned in the Holy Quran and some people don't. So to me, I definitely think there are no coincidences, especially when it comes to a great book which is dated 1400 plus years ago. Definitely not a coincidence. I do consider it as a miracle from the Holy Quran. Not to mention, let's talk about the celestial organization is there in the Holy Quran, because the information the Holy Quran provides on the subject mainly deals with the solar system itself. So if you don't think what Prophet Joseph has spoken to his father was related to the solar system, there are other references which made the phenomena go beyond the solar system itself, because they've been discovered in recent times. So there are two very important verses on the orbits of the sun and the moon. There is a verse that says, God, or Allah, the one who created the night, the day, the sun, and the moon, each one is traveling in an orbit with its own motion. So this is related to the solar system. How did the Holy Quran know that each star or each planet is actually traveling in an orbit with its own motion? So this is clear evidence when it comes to proof that the solar system was mentioned in the Holy Quran. Another one, there's a verse that says, the sun must not catch up to the moon, nor does the night outstrip the day. Each one is traveling in an orbit with its own motion. Again, this is another verse to prove that the solar system was mentioned in the Holy Quran. Here's an essential fact which is clearly stated, the existence of the sun's and moon's orbit. Plus, a reference is made to the traveling of these bodies or the celestial bodies in space with their own motion, proves that there is a mention of the solar system. When talking about orbits, the Quran keeps mentioning that the moon and the sun and planets go in their own orbit. So the existence of the moon's and the sun's orbit is in Arabic the word falak, and the word falak is translated by the word orbit. So many French translators of the Quran, of course, attached it to the meaning of a sphere. So this is indeed its initial sense. And when you talk about the moon's orbit, today the concept is widely spread that the moon is a satellite of the Earth around which it revolves in periods of 29 days. So basically, in general, to sum things up, I would say that the solar system is mentioned and the word orbit, falak in Arabic, has been mentioned in the Holy Quran, which is, I would say, again, is in relation to a miraculous evidence in the holy book, the Holy Quran. I hope I didn't make you very confused when it comes to the solar system or the, let's say, organization of the celestial organization. A quick break and we will be coming back, so don't go anywhere. Keep it right here with us on Pulse 95.
You're listening to Pulse 95.
Pulse 95.
This is Kalam Astro.
Kalam Astro.
Kalam Astro.
With Ali Al-Nuemi.
On Pulse 95.
95.
Welcome back to all of the space lovers and, well, space enthusiasts as well. Thank you for tuning in to Kalam Astro. And I must say, this is, again, I always say this is my saddest segment of the show, because clearly, if you listen to this amazing, cool, beautiful soundtrack, it means this is the end. This is the end of Kalam Astro for tonight. I do want to genuinely thank you for tuning in and, well, joining me in this amazing, let's say, Quran and space exploration journey where we tried our best to relate the miracles of the Holy Quran with space and how, and found out how both are related. Then again, I must remind all of you, we are all talking about possibilities because so many scholars do believe they are related to the Quran and so many scholars don't think so. So, what we talked about as a wrap-up for tonight, we've talked about the space miracle mentioned in the Holy Quran when it comes to the solar system. We've talked about the solar system in general, what kind of planets are there, the number of planets and the number of dwarf planets there, and the moons, the amazing moons, which are 79 moons in planet Jupiter, which is a big family, as I mentioned before and previously. So we talked about how did the solar system happen? Was it the Big Bang, or was it just like any star formation, which whenever any star is born, or how any star is formed? Again, we were all talking about theories, possibilities, and modern ideas of star formations, or the all the Big Bang theory. Again, we also then talked about Surat Yusuf alayhi salam, which is Prophet Joseph, what he has spoken to his father, Prophet Jacob, Yaqub alayhi salam, and he told him about the 11 planets that he's seen with the sun and the moon prostrating to him, and that was mentioned in Surat Yusuf chapter 12 verse number 4. And then we talked about how some Muslim scholars have related this with the number of the planets in the solar system according to the International Astronomical Union, when they've decided that there are 3 dwarf planets and as a whole totaling a number of 11 planets, which some scholars have related it to what Prophet Joseph has said in the Holy Quran, 11 planets with the sun and the moon. And as some other scholars, of course, did not relate this as a miracle in the Holy Quran. Again, the choice is yours to believe or you don't. Then again, we also talked about the celestial organization. We've discussed how much of information the Holy Quran provides on this subject, which mainly deals with the solar system as well. So either way, if you believe that the story of Jacob, peace be upon him, is related to the solar system, there are other evidence about the solar system mentioned in the Holy Quran. Well, that was a wrap-up to our discussion for tonight. And of course, I do invite you to join me tomorrow as well at 7 p.m. at the same time, because Kalam Astro is always there, 7 p.m. every Saturday and Sunday. I would love for all of you to mark your calendars and don't leave me alone to talk and just be a chatterbox for no one. You know me. I'd love to have all of you be there and tuning in. And of course, do text me on 4215. Let me know, what do you guys think? Do you have any other Quran miracles related to space? I would definitely love to hear them all, your thoughts, your ideas, your opinions. I am definitely more than open to hear from you, and I would definitely be very, very happy if you guys text our SMS 4215. For now, I would say it's time to go to sleep, probably, or not. I don't know. Yeah, no, it's Ramadan. We always stay up the whole night, don't we? All of us are staying up doing I don't know what. Anyhow, right, so for now, it's farewell time, so I'll see you next time on Kalam Astro and on Pulse 95.
This is Pulse 95. All day, every day. This is Pulse 95.